I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl. Dolphin? What does the turkey say? Whale.
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marston and Tune It Out. A double dip of Marston to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, American Dream. And rocker Marston was in the Devil's Lair last week. His CD release show was on Thursday at the High Noon Saloon with Help Desk and the Regular Johns. And I had a chance to go. It was a wonderful show.
Man, I really like the new CD, Jimmy.
I do too.
I didn't get to make it to the show. How was it?
The show was awesome. Help Desk opened the show. They're fun. If you like IT support punk rock, Help Desk is the people you call. And they generally want to help you with your IT problems too.
Wow.
And of course, the Regular Johns closed out the night. They're a Queen of the Stone Age tribute band. A lot of local stars in that band. Of course, Marston had a great set. And his new CD is great. If you missed the CD release show, you could go to Marston on Facebook and grab the CD because it's just good.
How was the band?
The band
was playing
good.
With a band, right?
Yeah, yeah. Peter, the old bassist from Wall of Funk, he was on bass.
Oh yeah.
Brett from Lords of the Trident was on drums.
Wow.
And the rhythm guitar guy, I'm skipping his name. I can't remember his name, but he's also plays in the Mascot Theory with Eric Jellin.
Wow, that is an all-star band.
It was a great show. It was an excellent show, and it was really cool. There was a lot of good people there that I haven't seen in a long time, including James Peterson, who's just a great photographer. He was shooting the show for everybody. He caught a nice picture of Mrs. K and I. It's up on my Facebook page.
Go check it out, Jimmy.
Go check it out. Hey, I hope you're having a good evening on this Saturday night. It's cold in Wisconsin right now, but at least we don't have like 40 feet of snow like they do in Buffalo, right? It could be a lot worse. That's your hometown, isn't it? Or no, somewhere in there?
I have a lot of relatives out there in Buffalo, okay. But you know, everybody's like, wow, how are your relatives out there in Buffalo? I'm like, oh, are you kidding? They're fine, man. They're probably going down in the pantry right now going, oh, gosh, we haven't ripped this out in like 6 years. Let's eat these.
I'm disappointed the Bills moved their game against Cleveland tomorrow to Detroit because of the snow.
Did you see the stadium?
It's football, man.
But you got to be able to somehow run on the ground.
Yeah,
that's true. There's a lot. I saw a couple of pictures from inside the stadium, and you know, you see those happen up in Green Bay. They get the fans out there shoveling off the seats, but that would have taken a lot, I think, to clear that stadium of the snow.
So instead of cleats, they would put snowshoes on.
Yeah, I saw a TV reporter, and he was like, he's like, well, we're going to take a measurement of the snow. And he was up to his chest in snow. And he's like, yeah, my feet aren't even on the ground.
I think here in Wisconsin, the deepest snow I ever remember is being waist high. That's the deepest I remember.
Yeah.
And that was when I was a kid.
I think in like 1977, Jimmy, it was pretty tall. It was taller than me at that time.
Was that the year we walked to school both uphill?
Yes.
Both ways uphill?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we still got a great show happening tonight here, Rocker. Tell the people what we have coming up.
Jimmy Vagley is going to talk to Terry Barr a little after 7:30. CX Kidtronic of the Atari Teenage Riot. And, you know, that guy's been around since 1985 doing DJ stuff. He's going to be in at 8:30 because he's playing at the Red Rooster. Flew in from New York City. So let's hear about that. Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy, Lawn Mower. And that's Luca Pottenout and a couple other people. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, and we'll have Go Play God. They're playing a show coming up the Thanksgiving Eve at the High Noon Saloon. We'll hear all about that. And, of course, Essential Last Crack at 11.
There are a lot of shows next week after Thanksgiving. You need to get on the calendar and see where you're going to go in the future, you know? The Mamas happened last week, Rocker, and a lot of awards were handed out. Alternative Rock Album of the Year went to Fidelity's Thrill. That's easy for me to say. And their song Twilight on the Tunnel Road. We're going to play some of that in just a couple of minutes. But right now, I'm pretty happy that this guy won a Mama. He hand-delivered this song to us when he released it. Tyler, thanks for doing that. Hard Rock Punk Song of the Year. It's Wolves and Sheep, Love and Hate on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I hate peace. I hate while I'm rocking in those ripped jeans.
I hate broccoli, I love dolls, I love bees. I hate mosquitoes, I love burning.
Man, I love green.
I love the trees and the dirt, but I hate bees.
I still love the dirt, eating bushes while I puff trees.
I love tractors, I love bunnies, I hate flies.
I hate slackers, I love venom, I hate lies. I hate the government, I hate taxes.
I love pies, I love everybody and love it when I crush fries. I love kisses, I love dogs.
I hate blondes, I hate my life, and I really love to blame God.
I love Jesus, I love Santa.
I hate Chrissy, you love America. I hate change, but I love beer.
Why does everybody hate on me? I wonder what your monkey bleed. I'll hit your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media, I hate reading. I'm more than anything bad for me. I hate your lies, I love to see. But when I see the blast for me, I lost the love and all hate I need.
Sports. I hate the traffic.
But I love riding my skateboard.
I love violence.
Man, I love it when that train roars.
I hate to read the fake news. I love another fake war.
I love yogurt. I love slides. I love swings. I love swimming. I love daddy. I love strength.
I love guns. I hate work.
I love fun. I hate greens.
I love getting paper, but hate everything that ain't free. I hate conservatives. I hate liberals.
I love sleep. I love my teddy bear.
I hate people.
I love treats. I love puppets. I hate chairman.
I love sweets.
I love coffee.
I love juice.
And I love freaks.
Why does everybody hate on me? I wonder what your monkey bleed. I'll eat your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media, I hate reading. I'm more than anything bad for me. I hate your lies, don't look to see. Look me in the eye, see the blast for me. I lost the love and I hate I need. Why does everybody hate on me? I wonder what your monkey bleed.
her shoes off and walked barefoot through the grass. The air, it tasted like champagne. Felt the wind run its fingers through her hair. She wasn't feeling any pain. She was walking and she was breathing and she realized she'd never be the same. Something that smells just like gingerbread. She tastes nutmeg on her tongue. It reminds her of the Christmases she's fled. The innocence when she was young. She was running and she was thinking and she never realized her name. Walking out the twilight on Turner Road. She don't know it, but she's walking into a dream time in the night. Walking out the twilight on Turner Road. She can't see it, but she's walking. Walking just to clear her head that night. The sun was setting in the west. She felt something in her soul was just not right. She kept on walking on a quest. She was walking and she was breathing. She knew the darkness was her name.
That's your alternative rock album of the year, Fidelity's Thrill and Twilight on the Tunnel Road on Max Inc. Radio. Pretty cool song there. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairies, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They have live music from time to time. They have really good food and beer, too. Get the full menu and all the details at fullmilebeercompany.com. Also, the spaceship.tv. It's a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. You can check out the live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands, buy tickets, see a show, check listings. It's all at thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to jump in. She has an interview with Jimmy Vaguely of the Jimmies, and he'll have a couple songs from the Jimmies. They got a lot of stuff going on. And of course, Terry and Jimmy dive all into it and let you know what's happening. Plus, what else is happening today? Oh, Live in the Devil's Lair. Live music tonight on the radio. I'm looking forward to that. Lawnmower after 9 o'clock. Right now, Sexy Esther, Business of Broken Hearts. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You were the one that I had my eye on for a year or more. And you thought I was the one you could rely on. But you couldn't be sure, cause I was too coy, I was too shy. I made you wait, but you didn't have the time. I just kept building you up just to bring you down. But you got to stay strong in the business of broken hearts.
In the business of broken hearts.
wasn't right from the start. It wasn't meant to be, but if you could find it in your heart to one day forgive me. Oh, was it you or was it me? I fall in love with every girl I see. Did you really think you were the only one? But there's no one to blame in the business of broken hearts. A game we're forced to play. I'll roll the dice and maybe win someday. I'll break all the rules, it's my new strategy. Cause playing it nice, it always leads to my defeat. Self-destruction is key in the business of broken hearts. The business of broken hearts.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Who doesn't love laser tag? iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring. at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope you're having a great Saturday night here. Just after 7:30, 7:34, Terry Barr talks with Jimmy Vagley from the Jimmies in just a moment.
She's also fine. She only wants the best, but I can't afford a kind. No, she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me. Well, she give me lots of love, and when it's money I give her. The river dries up, so does that little girl. You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me. Well, the Cadillac is fine. Mercedes even better. Drive to the store on her skin side leathers. You know she got the habit.
Happy to have joining us tonight, singer, songwriter, keyboardist, band leader, just all around good guy, Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is cool.
It is awesome. And I know you guys are so busy right now. So for anybody, I don't even know how this could be possible, but if someone is listening, because now this broadcasts across the entire state, how do you describe the Jimmies? Who are the Jimmies?
Who is Navin E. Johnson? Remember that?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the Jimmies. I don't know. So we're a seven-piece band. We have a three-piece horn section, and we play a lot of like deep Chicago blues and New Orleans funk, kind of. And I don't know. some Memphis horns kinds of things. It's kind of a mishmash of stuff, and it's our own stuff mostly. And I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint it. People say, you're not a blues band. Well, we are, but
yeah,
we do other stuff too.
Well, and that's awesome. That just shows off the talent in the band when you can play a whole bunch of kinds of music, you know?
Right, and I'm proud of the fact that the songwriting goes from, you know, like I said, traditional, Chicago, mm-hmm. all the way over to, you know, any kind of a funk. And I would have a hard time. I mean, I just wrote one that's kind of a Latin one that we've been playing out that is totally different from anything we've done, and one kind of like the band. So, yeah, it's fun to, you know, it's wherever your mind takes you, and it's fun. People accept it, and that's cool.
And I don't think I've ever seen a show of the Jimmys where people aren't out dancing almost instantly. That's the great thing. You get people out and just having such a fun time with you guys.
Yeah, well, that's our fan base and family and everything. I think they feel sorry for us, actually.
Oh, stop. Okay, well, I guess we really can't feel sorry for you when I'm going to talk about this. You have a ton of shows coming up. I think I counted 15 or more before the end of the year. Good. And you're going to be in everywhere like Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota. Yeah. Are you looking forward to this? And is this something you try to do every year?
Yeah, we're trying to continue to spread out more and more. We we'll be in Canada next spring. And we've been trying to get back to Europe. It's always a struggle just because of the size of the band. But yes, we're always trying to spread out and get further away. We've kind of gotten a nice following in Michigan and into Canada, like I said, and New York, and down in Florida we get down a lot. We get so many gigs that it's we just fly down and play and fly home, and it's really fun and easy. But yeah, I think every band, you know, should, I think, has it within them to try and pursue to get further out and get a bigger fan base. That's kind of the idea anyway.
Yeah, well, we are, you know, I'm still going to claim you as our own in Wisconsin, but so proud when you see bands doing this kind of thing and learning how big their fan base really is becoming. So congrats on that. Wow.
Yeah.
Is this also a good time to be busy like this with all these shows? Because if anybody doesn't know, you are a farmer. Yay, farmers. Yeah.
I'm making tens of dollars a day.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I know. Everybody asks the milk price or whatever, cheese, butter, right, whatever. Right, you know, right. It never makes it to the farmers.
Yeah.
But is it quieter for you in the winter so that you're able to kind of get away in these big stints like you're doing right now?
You know, part of the luxury of being the band leader, probably the only luxury, actually, is being able to, set the calendar, I guess. And so we tend, you know, we can usually make it pretty safely without inclement weather up into Christmas often. Of course, now today it's snowing. I don't know when this will air, but if it's snowing today, our first big snowstorm, and we have a tour bus, and I live way back in this old farmhouse, a giant hill and both ways and mile long. And so I'm going to have to get towed out by a farm tractor tomorrow so we can head to St. Louis. But yeah, so we tend, you know, once New Year's is done, we purposely are starting to hold off a little bit more in the January, February, maybe even March. It's just to be dragging speakers and keyboards and Leslies and Hammonds and drums through snowbanks. It just doesn't have the allure anymore that it once had, you know. Yeah. It's like it's enough. And so it's nice to be able to slow down. Yeah. A band our size really does well in summer for festivals and things. So that's when we really hit hard.
Oh, I know. And really, the crowds that come to see you at festivals, incredible. What does that feel like when you look out? And obviously you see, as you said, so many fans and friends and family, but if you're looking out and seeing a lot of strangers, that must make you happy too, because it's like, ooh, new faces.
It's both. So we had, there's a woman out of Austin, Texas, Marsha Ball. She's a piano player. For those who don't know, she's my favorite living piano player, and she's been my hero for 30 years. And I, over the years, gained her friendship and her confidence. We wrote a song together. It ended up being last year was contemporary blues song of the year. We played a really cool gig at Fête de Marquette this summer, and there had to be about 5,000 people there.
Wow.
And so usually when I'm doing a show, it's like, it's all like, what's the next song?
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to say between the songs? You know, how do we put this whole show together? That's usually what's always going through my mind. There's never just this clear moment or singular moment of just, I'm going to nail this solo. I'll be playing a solo and I'm going, oh, I should, somebody else be playing the next solo. What do I do? You know, but when we did this Marcia Ball thing on Fête de Marquette, I purposely just took a second and just, you know, I was playing and I just looked around. I just really looked, you know, I have this, my favorite, most inspiring person, you know, musically in my life. Sharing the stage with me.
That is amazing.
And just to look out there, and you're right, see so many strange, you know, strangers out there, but everybody's digging it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a, I mean, I just got chills just thinking about it now. Just once in a while, you do have to just stop and stare out there and see, all right, you know, this is better than milk and cows.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I forgot that this is a family show, so I went to the...
Oh, that's funny. You're funny. I like it. Hey, you just won Madison Area Music Association Award for... It was Performer of the Year, wasn't it, for the band?
For the band, correct.
That is incredible. Now, I know you have a whole shelf of awards over your time, but does it still mean something special to you to be recognized?
It is cool. You know, it's some people, you know, there's the naysayers that say, oh, it's just a popularity contest. And, you know, yeah, maybe. But I think people see it and understand that we're busting our butts. And I don't know that it's only just on your musical attributes that is being appreciated, because we work so darn hard and we put on a really good show, and I want to believe that that has something to do with the fact that you get Performer of the Year. You know, it's because, damn it, we work really hard. We do.
Yeah. We've seen it.
Yeah, you know, we'll play 150, depending on the year, 150 to 170 nights a year. You know, and for a part-time job and seven people, it's no easy feat.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's awesome, though. Mm. So you have the same seven people and you've been playing together for a long time. Mm. Are there any funny stories? Oh, probably way too many funny stories. But is there one you can actually tell us on the radio? Oh, no.
You asked me this question before we started so I could go through the Rolodex of proper ones.
It's kind of more fun, though, when you don't. So.
I know. Well, yeah. I remember not long ago, we were opening up, quite a few years ago when Johnny Winter was still alive and we were the opening act for him, and they didn't get the name of the band on the poster on time. So it's Johnny Winter with special guest or opening act TBA to be announced.
Oh,
right?
No.
It's TBA, right? And so we show up for sound check and we're, you know, getting everything set, and you know, there's these big bodyguards, you know, standing by the stage making sure, you know, we're getting done and people are starting to comb in and everything, and the bodyguard standing, or the security guard guy, is standing there and he goes, you know, that was a great sound check, thanks. He goes, you know, you guys are fantastic, you're everywhere, I see you everywhere advertised. And I go, locally goes, well, TBA, you're everywhere. I see it on stadiums and everything. You know, he's like, to be announced, he didn't realize.
Was he serious?
That. Oh, yeah. He was,
oh,
he was,
no.
I had to let him down. I was afraid I was going to get punched. Yeah.
And how do you not laugh? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Goodness.
You got to be nice. He didn't know any better.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, though. And I can totally relate. I think everybody sure can.
Plenty of other stories that are R-rated or beyond. So that'll do for now.
I recall one, and I probably can't say too many details either, but when I was in the green room at the East Side Club with you and the band, and we'll just leave it there.
East Side Club.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
You guys had some concoction you were enjoying.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and you made me enjoy it, too. And then I walked out and I went, woo!
We do that from time to time. Yeah.
It was fun. You made me feel special to be included.
Well, you know, I say it a lot, too, because like bands are often like sponsored by guitar companies or strings or drumsticks. You know, we're sponsored by Glarus Brewery and Jose Cuervo. So,
yeah.
You know. People must know it was nothing nefarious. It was just a little drinky poo going on.
There you go. And it was a blast with you guys. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
They are a good clan.
Yeah. Anything I didn't ask you that you want to share? Otherwise, my last question really is, what would you say is the best way for all of us to keep up with you and all the adventures of the Jimmies?
Well, obviously, going on to our website gets a lot of information to yourselves, thejimmies.net. We also have switched into the 20th century, is it? And with Instagram.
Oh, very good.
Insta something.
Mm-hmm.
And but I have people now that do stuff. So because like as you know, I could barely get onto this Zoom call.
We're here now, and that's all that matters.
Oh, man. But yeah, so we have like our Facebook page is really interactive and we actually have, you know, we involve the fan base in the Facebook page and Instagram and everything and have somebody that's running that is really good at what she does.
Excellent.
She'll chime in and do something and they'll think it's me, you know.
Oh, like, well, always.
This is a really
yeah.
good video. I says, well, I don't know nothing. You know.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we are so grateful to you for taking time to chat and wish you a wonderful tour ahead and safe travels with the big bus.
Yeah, thank you. And make sure you come out in December, especially. We have a lot of local, even around Christmas or Thanksgiving, I mean, I'm sorry. We're in Janesville on the Wednesday before and a Saturday after Thanksgiving. We're at Red Rooster and we're back at the Red Rooster for New Year's and
nice.
All over the place. So come check us out, please.
And if you haven't seen the Jimmies, I'm going to invite you to go too because it's always a good time.
Always. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, m'lady.
in the bar. I quit drinking one more time.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The Jimmies there, and drinking before that, She's Got a Habit, started at the half hour. Thanks to Terry Barr and Jimmy Vaguely for giving us the awesome conversation this evening. So awesome. I want to get on the Jimmy's bus. That's what I want to do, Rocker.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. It's an old Van Gelder bus.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Four locations in the Madison area: Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. And Rocker, grab your dancing boots and join Whiz Country 105.5 FM on Civic Media at Bee's Tap House in Wisconsin Rapids, 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, December 2nd, to hear the music of Jackson Taylor live. He's influenced by classic country sound. Wisconsinite Jackson Taylor performs covers and acoustic music from the 90s on up. Plus, he has many amazing originals. Your country heart is sure to fall head over heels for Jackson Taylor. Put your best blue jeans on and join Whiz Country 105.5 FM at Bee's Tap House on Saturday, December 2nd for Jackson Taylor Live. And I love the cross promotion with the Civic Media stations. That's pretty cool. Randy Sins is from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he has a new song album. We'll play it right now for you, Alone With You. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
How I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you. What I'd give to have the power to read your mind one hour. How I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight, have you for my own. This would be a joy unending, could be a real beginning. How I'd love to be alone.
Love laser tag. iCombat gives you that and so much more. It's a real-life video game experience. iCombat's perfect for birthday parties, special events, corporate team building, or just blasting away at your friends. iCombat at 1023 Spring City Drive off Sunset. For more info, go to iCombatWaukesha.com. iCombat is a proud sponsor of the Black Shirt Football radio broadcast. Gear up, squad up, prepare for iCombat laser tag.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.